história de putaria.
but he's here. Our company that is, hello, this is Larry Berger, along with Ricky Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUP FM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, Ohio, WSHJ FM Grove City, WCUC FM Clarion, WNJR Washington, WKYW LP Kaiser, West Virginia, Mountain Streams Radio .org, PC Tube City Odlide at WMCK.FM McKeesport, by phone at 631-359-8728, and internet radio stations and streaming services, including those listed at slbradio.org/radio. A lot of great things for you on today's program. We are going to welcome Ann McLaughlin to talk about Carnegie Library of Pittsburgh's teen award programs in creative writing and media. Brad Yoder pops in, and by the way, Ann will be here at 8:20. Brad will be here at 9:30 in advance of his show this evening at Songspace, First Unitarian Church of Pittsburgh. Just after 10 o'clock, we have a quintet from Youth Chamber Connection. At 10:35, we have students from Perry High School who are going to preview their play, Till Death Do Us Part. And at 11 o'clock, a great family band featuring gentle humor, old-fashioned fun. You couldn't ask for a better fit for the Saturday Light Brigade. The Spurs of the Moments. All this morning, thank you for meeting us here at the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings from SLB Radio Productions. We'll get started with Claire Lynch.
Across your shoulders, through the frosted window pane, the sun grows bolder. Your hair flows down your pillow, you're still sleeping. I think I'll wake you now and hold you, tell you again the things I told you.
is Claire Lynch getting us started on the Saturday Live Brigade today. Hello to Russ and Sharon. They sent a text message just a couple hours ago to 412-200-5975, letting us know they were heading out to spot the International Space Station flying over King, North Carolina at 4:53 a.m. with expected visibilities until 5 a.m. Here's hoping you had a chance to see it. Hello also to Mike and Mars. And good morning to Millie. We have your request coming up in a few moments. Millie mentioned that the Allegheny Canoe Club is paddling on the Clarion River today, one of our favorites. They're starting in Cooksburg. And in a moment, we are going to offer you our pop quiz. You might want to have pencil and paper handy for this week's pop quiz. I've heard it's a little bit of a tough one.
Macaroni Kid joins you in supporting the Saturday Light Brigade. Macaroni Kid publishes weekly hyper-local e-newsletters and websites featuring events, activities, products, and places for Pittsburgh parents, kids, and families. Details on Macaroni Kid events and newsletters are available at cityofpittsburgh.macaronikid.com.
The new slbradio.org is faster and simpler to use than ever before, and lets you easily learn more about our work, keep up to date on our programs, listen live, and browse our online catalog of past segments. Visit us at slbradio.org, where it's always Saturday.
This is Anika Kiyashko, a student at Seneca Valley and a Remake Learning Days ambassador. Remake Learning Days 2025 is starting soon, and I hope you'll join me at Watch Us Bloom, hosted by Boys and Girls Club of Western Pennsylvania at 630 Washington Avenue on May 15th. You can pop in anytime to do a fun flower activities like creating a flower chain, watching a color-changing flower, and getting materials to grow your own flower while exploring STEM activities. As a Remake Learning Days ambassador, I'll be following up with a report on the event, hopefully highlighting the cool ways to learn about flowers as well as all the beautiful ways to use them as our own decoration. To learn more about Watch Us Bloom, visit remakelearningdays.org. Watch Us Bloom is one of hundreds of free events during Pennsylvania's Remake Learning Days celebration from May 1st to May 23rd. Experience, learn, and have fun. Visit us at Remake Learning Days.
Well, now it is time to give you a chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge. Now it's time for this morning's pop quiz. And today's involves some math. And we send this out in our newsletter each week, too. So some folks have been working on it already, and it's been fun to gauge the answers. Listen closely. Mother's Day is tomorrow. Grandmother Gertie has two daughters, each of whom has two daughters. If each person classified as a daughter makes a Mother's Day card for each person who is a mother, and nobody makes a card for herself, how many cards will the group make? None of the granddaughters have children. That's worthy of another read. Mother's Day is tomorrow. Grandmother Gertie has two daughters. Each of her two daughters have two daughters of their own. If each person that is a daughter makes a Mother's Day card for each person who is a mother, and nobody makes a card for herself, how many cards will the group make all together? And please note that the granddaughters have no children of their own. 412-200-5975. Are you thinking this through with every brain cell you have? We had a number of correct answers, but also a number of folks interpreting things a little bit differently.
It's time to connect. Join us on or off the air by calling or texting us at 412-200-5975. You can also reach us at 1-888-752-7234 or through Interact Live at slbradio.org/radio. You're a big part of the Saturday Light Brigade.
Here's a song for Millie in Oakland.
We don't need a motor. We don't need a sail. And we don't need no fins or gills. And we don't need a tail. Let's just keep it simple. We'll each get an oar, paddle out to no man's lake, and float till we can't no more. Fires. Let's just keep it simple, unplugged and outside. Sound waves on the water don't need to be amplified. Can you canoe on a little boat built for two? Can you canoe? I'll be your captain and your crew. Can you canoe if there's nothing better to do? I wanna float down a river with you. I'll take the bow, brother. You can take the stern. I'll move us forward, and you choose when to turn. Let's just keep it simple. We all need a friend this current moment, instead of looking around the bend. Can you canoe on a little boat built for two? Can you canoe? I'll be your captain and your crew. Can you canoe if there's nothing better to do? I wanna float down the river.
Car ain't gonna last. You ride all day, I buy the gas. The more I work, the more you spend. Tell me, honey, baby, when will this all end? Her bags are packed, my nerves are racked. She got a one-way ticket, ain't coming back. Oh, baby, baby.
Where you gonna find a good man like me?
This house turned upside down. I hung the clothes on the line, they blowed down on the ground. Trying to eat my own cooking, but it's awful bland. I'm telling you right now, things are out of hand. Her bags are packed, my nerves are racked. She got a one-way ticket, ain't coming back.
Oh, baby, baby,
you're packed, my nerves are racked, you got a one-way ticket, ain't coming back.
Oh, baby, baby, where you gonna find a good man like me? Where you gonna find a good man like me?
Tom McCorry at the Saturday Light Brigade with a good man like me.
One, two, three.
And the Okie Dokie Brothers before that, and Can You Canoe? We've had so many answers to our pop quiz. I'm going to give it to you once again before Don McCurry. By the way, you heard the Okie Dokie Brothers and Can You Canoe for Millie, who is heading up to do some canoeing in Cooksburg today. So you've got Grandma Gertie with two daughters, and it helps to make a family tree, I think. Each of those two daughters has two daughters of her own. Now, each person classified as a daughter, which is every person identified, is going to make a Mother's Day card for each person who is a mother, which is not all of the people identified. Nobody is going to make a card for herself. How many cards will the group make all together? You can share your answer with us at 412-200-5975 or 1-888-SLB-RADIO. I'll share the correct answer with you in just a moment. Clint Hoover playing live with Sweet Atmosphere. And sad to say, Clint Hoover is heading back to his home in Minnesota after some years here in the Pittsburgh area. We'll miss him a lot. He's still got a few gigs left in the Pittsburgh area. Hello to Susie in Alexandria. Let's acknowledge the correct answers. John in economy got it correct. So did Russ and Sharon. In King, North Carolina, Richard in Northside had some guesses. Bob in Washington has the correct answer. Tom in McCandless has a guess, which may have been right if a typo was involved. Good morning to Tommy in Virginia. Kathy in Tionesta got it. A lot of people at first said 16. Kathy was one. Eventually, they came up with the correct answer, which is 18. I mentioned that Russ and Sharon did come up with the correct answer. Sue in South Park was one of the ones. Actually, she had more. She had 24 at first. And Jeff took a guess as well. So did Richard. Gary in Franklin was somebody who came up with 16. Vivian came up with the 18 we were looking for. So did Jim in Blackridge. Jim in Crapton Heights had a guess. Tommy came up with the answer that we were looking for. Dr. Nelson had a guess. And Mark in Slippery Rock got it exactly right as well. Jeff was one of the ones who came up with 16. Now, you thought that was a hard puzzle. It's when I get a hard puzzle like that, it's a challenge for me, too, because I now need to try to cogently explain how we arrived at the answer. And I'm wondering if I can do so. 18 was the number that we had. Every person, even the grandmother, makes a card for every other mother except herself. So start with the four youngest daughters. Each of them is going to make three. One for each of the two mothers, their own mother and their aunt, and then one for their grandmother. So four daughters times three cards each makes equals 12. Put a pin in the 12, as they say, for a minute. Now let's consider Grandma Gertie and the two mothers. Grandma Gertie is going to make a card for each of the two mothers. The first mother is going to make one for her sister and for her mother. The second mother is also going to make one for her sister and her mother. So those three older women are going to each make two cards. Three times two, put a pin in that, is six. Take the 12 we put a pin in before, add it to the six we just put a pin in, and you get 18. For a written copy of the answer, you can send 10 cents and self-addressed envelope. No, if you had trouble, let us know. We'll email the answer to you, and I believe it's also up at slvradio.org. Good luck broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square. Along with Ricky Berger, this is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start. The Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings from SLB Radio Productions.
small apartment that drove used cars and wore inexpensive suits. And I dreamed that teachers were paid like lawyers to educate our kids. They own suburban mansions and a couple Mercedes and vacationed at the Ritz. And I dreamed that the very smartest kids wanted most of all to teach. It was the most prestige and the best paying job they imagined they could reach.
Like teaching business, I know.
And I dreamed that lawyers were paid like teachers, tried to keep their caseload small.
Keep their case
said they shouldn't
small.
Allow more people to sue than their seats in the courthouse hall. And I dreamed that teachers were paid like lawyers. Ain't that the darndest thing? Next thing I'll be dreaming, stockbrokers should be paid like they make up poems and sing.
Uh-huh. There is the group known as Hot Soup here at the Saturday Light Brigade, and a song called The Teacher Song. Teacher Appreciation Week ended yesterday. And thank you if you happen to be a teacher. We have a few more, at least one more selection for Teacher Appreciation Week coming up.
Vocal Confluence joins you in supporting the Saturday Light Brigade. Vocal Confluence, Pittsburgh's only all-voice barbershop a cappella chorus, presents Sounds of Steel, an a cappella tribute to Pittsburgh artists, featuring artists who were born and raised in the Pittsburgh area. Sounds of Steel takes place on Saturday, May 17th, and Sunday, May 18th, at the First Presbyterian Church of Edgewood. More information on Sounds of Steel and Vocal Confluence is available at vocalconfluence.org.
Be the first to learn about upcoming on-air guests and features by subscribing to Brigadier Briefings. Each newsletter includes an original puzzle, links to past programs, and details about youth and adults appearing on the next edition of the Saturday Light Brigade. Get closer to SLB by subscribing to our newsletter at slbradio.org/subscribe.
Hi, this is Danica Bertel, a senior at Beaver Area High School, and a Remake Learning Days Youth Ambassador. Remake Learning Days 2025 starts soon, and I hope you'll join me at the International Fair on Saturday, May 17th at the Sarah Hines House from 11 to 2. This workshop is designed for all ages to explore diverse cultures and countries through interactive activities, food, music, and educational displays, helping to foster global awareness and understanding. As a Remake Learning Youth Ambassador, I'll be following up with a story recapping the event. I hope to learn more about the amazingly unique cultures of our world. This event is just one of hundreds of free events running during Pennsylvania's Remake Learning Day celebration from May 1st to May 23rd. Learn more at remakelearningdays.org.
And speaking of Remake Learning Days, today is the day that you can stop by. It's one of our Remake Learning Days events. You can come by our Youth Media Center to ask questions, tell stories, and make a new memory. by recording a family podcast. We open at 10 o'clock. We'll have recording activities between noon and 2 today. Activities are free. What are we going to do between 10 and noon? You can come by and watch a bit of the Saturday Light Brigade getting made and also get a tour of our Youth Media Center. We hope to see you today between 10 and 2. It would be wonderful to welcome you here. Now it's time to give a chance to you to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge with the Sporting's History Riddle. And we will have that for you in just a moment. I wanted to check Facebook to make sure I didn't miss any answers to our pop quiz that may have come up that I missed, and I shall do so right now. Let's see. It looks like Tony and Jess were playing along. Tony got the correct answer of 18, and Jess got 16, which is a way if you forget the grandma giving cards to each of the two daughters who happen to be mothers, that might be the way that you came up with 16. And now let's give you a chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge with this morning's History Riddle. Are you ready? She was born in Nicholsville, Virginia on May 10th, 1909, and was the mother of Anita, Helen, and June. With her brother-in-law and sister-in-law, she brought the world many a tune. In 1943, she formed a quartet with her daughters, and in 1948, they hit it big on the Grand Ole Opry. A player of the guitar and auto harp, she influenced generations until her 1978 death in Tennessee. 412-200-5975 or 1-888-752-7234. One more time, I think it would help to hear it again. She was born in Nicholsville, Virginia on May 10th, 1909, and was the mother of Anita, Helen, and June. With her brother-in-law, and sister-in-law, she brought the world many a tune. In 1943, she formed the quartet with her daughters, and in 1948, they hit it big on the Grand Ole Opry. A player of the guitar and auto harp, she influenced generations until her 1978 death in Tennessee. 412-200-5975 or 1-888-752-7234. You can also go to slbradio.org/radio and use Interact Live.
When I find myself in times of trouble, Mother Mary comes to me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be.
And in my hour of darkness, she is standing right in front of me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be.
Let it be, let it be, let it be, now, let it be.
Still a chance that they may see, there will be an answer, let it be.
Let it be, let it be, let it be now, let it be.
let it be, let it be, let it be now, let it be. Whisper words of wisdom, let it be.
And in my hour of darkness, there is still a light that shines on me. Shine on till tomorrow, let it be.
I wake up to the sound of music. Mother Mary comes to me, speaking words of wisdom. Let it be.
Let it be. Let it be. Let it be. Oh, let it be. There will be an answer. Let it be. Whisper words of wisdom, let it be.
Marianne Bradley and I'm So Lonesome I Could Cry. What a nice approach to that song, and I hope you liked the approach to Let It Be that you heard. Mark Winters is the artist. Acoustic Me is the album. And Roxay was the vocalist on that particular recording. A lot of correct answers coming in. Here again is the Hysteriddle in case you are just waking up. She was born in Nicholsville, Virginia on May 10th, 1909. And was the mother of Anita, Helen, and June, with her brother-in-law, AP and sister-in-law, Sarah. She brought the world many a tune. In 1943, she formed a quartet with her daughters, and in 1948, they hit it big on the Grand Ole Opry. A player of the guitar and auto harp, she influenced generations until her 1978 death in Tennessee, and actually her influence remains to this day. We'll give you a moment to come up with the correct answer at 412-200-5978. And then you'll hear the correct answer live on the radio. By the way, good morning to Tom and Barbara in Stallsville. They also had the correct answer to this morning's pop quiz. John in Economy Borough came up with the correct answer. So did Rich in Freeport. Richard on the north side. Jim in Blackridge. Patrick in South Park. Russ and Sharon in King, North Carolina. John in Carrick. Linda in Collier, half of the dynamic duo. Tom in McCandless. Mark in Slippery Rock, Kathy in Tionesta, Bob in Washington, Pennsylvania, Larry and Vanessa, who today are in Holland, Michigan at the Tulip Time Festival, Dust Bowl Jack in Warren, Ohio, and Rick, thank you for the kind words. He remains in Saigon for the month he is spending there. He writes, SLB is a delightful touch of home amidst the challenges of being immersed in Vietnamese music, language, and culture. And I'm glad we can be a touch of home. I'm sure discovering some of what you are in Vietnam, what you are discovering is incredible too, based on some of the pictures and recollections you've sent. Here comes Tommy, who knows this artist quite well, the answer. Good morning, Tommy.
Good morning.
Who is it that we were looking for?
Mother Maybelle Carter.
You've got it.
When I was a very young person, we used to listen to WSM every Saturday night.
Yes.
Mother Maybelle. Jimmy Dickens, String Bean, Grandpa Jones, Roy Acuff. Yeah, there's a whole clan, whole series of people I grew up with them, so.
Yeah, you can still.
Maybelle had an unusual guitar style, while Merle Travis and Chet Atkins and others would play the bass with their thumb and pick out the tune with their fingers. He did the opposite.
Is that right?
The rhythm with his thumb. And the rhythm with her, the tune with her thumb and the rhythm with her finger. Yeah.
Interesting. That I didn't know.
Yeah, they call it the Carter Scratch, the way that she played.
Well, and then they formed the trio. She later, or the quartet with her sisters. Okay. And then they became the Carter family after that.
Right.
And so
right,
many
because
recordings.
They added more than just force. They had to be couldn't call it just a quartet anymore, right?
Yeah, and Johnny Cash sang with them too. They had five entries in the top 20, or five hits, I should say. And I think
probably Wildwood Flower was her signature piece.
Yeah, I think you're right. And one of the big songs in 1963, Busted, made the top 20, which had Johnny Cash on vocals.
Right.
Now, do you remember what WSM stands for?
We Shield Millions.
Ah, yes.
It was an insurance company. I think it's American National Insurance, something like that. But they was a big sponsor, and they pitched the insurance company to start the radio station, which they called it after their slogan, "We Shield Millions." And then they, you hear that frequently on the program, and when they had the commercial spots for the insurance.
Yes,
and that insurance company, that insurance. During the 40s, when people were very, very poor, the insurance agent would come around monthly to pick up your premium. Instead of making a premium every 6 months or once a year, you'd pay it every month.
I didn't know that.
It's called debit insurance, right?
Yeah, and called
a lot of people bought it.
An assurance that the insurance premium will be paid. I'm sure people from the company wanted to be sure in prompt payment. Well, well done.
Yeah.
A charge to you, Tommy. Good to have you with us as
Thank
always.
You, my friend.
Take care. And Susie has the right answer, too. Hey, Susie.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going well. Thank you for being with us. You knew we were looking for who? We'll let you...
Maybelle Carter.
Maybelle Carter, indeed. And she played auto harp and guitar, playing with her two in-laws, that A.P. Carter and Sarah Carter. Her brother-in-law and sister-in-law, they were married to each other. Just a terrific musician, and eventually the quartet, as we mentioned, and then the Carter family. What gave it away to you?
I didn't hear like the first part. I'm not sure what part, but you know, it's just kind of like, it sort of all came together. And then when you said Anita and June, and when you said June, I was like, oh, well,
yeah,
got to be Mama Carter. And I did have to look up what her first name was. But, I just remember, and people listening are just going to laugh. So, you know, laugh away. But my introduction really to the Carter family was through the movie Walk the Line with... Johnny Cash.
I was going to say, no. Johnny Cash is definitely an introduction. Many people discovered the Carter family through Johnny Cash. You're not alone.
Yeah. I remember in the movie, you know, the two brothers would be like, oh, well, which one do you like best? And, he's like, oh, I like June best. And, you know, of course, then that's who he ends up marrying later on. But, just such a, you know, foundation of the music in this country.
Very much so. And that's, I liked that movie. I don't often like that kind of treatment, but actually I found that movie enjoyable. To watch. It's interesting to read about the Carter family and their history and their influence on Johnny Cash, too. Well, a charge.
Oh, yes.
A charge to you. And we're going to try to sneak a Carter family song in here. Here's hoping you have a good weekend.
Thank you.
Take care. A charge also to Jess and to Mike McGann for coming up with Mama Maybelle Carter. Isabel and the Carter sisters here at the Saturday Light Brigade, broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start. The Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings at WRCT, Pittsburgh, WIUPFM, Indiana, WMCO, New Concord, WSHJ-FM, Grove City, WCUC-FM, Clarion, WNJR, Washington, WKYW, LP, Kaiser, West Virginia, Mountain Streams, radio.org, Tube City Online at WMCK.FM, McKeesport, by phone, 631-359-8728, and slbradio.org/radio.
Takes a queen, second chances, hold this rambling man, but she says we're at the end of the line. She gave no warning signal, she never hit the brakes. Finally punched that ticket on this purple heart of mine. That luck train, screaming on down the tracks. That luck train, it ain't coming back. I'm on the phones inside of town. My darling left us drifting down the road. That luck train, screaming on down the tracks. That luck train, money it ain't coming back. I'm on the lonesome side of town. Can't engineer a turnaround. On, on, on. Luck train.
And Love Train here at the Saturday Light Brigade. We were talking about the Carter family and Maybelle Carter in particular in our last hour. And that's caused me to take a look at a documentary about the Carter family. It's called The Carters, Winding Stream, subtitled The Carters, The Cashes, and The Course of Country Music. And it's available on DVD. It was released in 2016 with mixed reviews, although in aggregate, actually, relatively high reviews. That's one I didn't know about until just now.
Vocal Confluence joins you in supporting the Saturday Light Brigade. Vocal Confluence, Pittsburgh's only all-voice barbershop a cappella chorus, presents Sounds of Steel, an a cappella tribute to Pittsburgh artists, featuring artists who were born and raised in the Pittsburgh area. Sounds of Steel takes place on Saturday, May 17th, and Sunday, May 18th, at the First Presbyterian Church of Edgewood. More information on Sounds of Steel and Vocal Confluence is available at vocalconfluence.org.
SLB summer camps offer middle and high school students one-of-a-kind experiences at our Youth Media Center, including opportunities to learn new skills, get creative, make new friends, and have their voices be heard. Our summer 2025 schedule includes 6 weeks of camps in July and August. No experience is needed and scholarships are available. Learn more about themes, dates, and how to register at slbradio.org/summercamps2025.
This is Molly Lazari, a student at Westmont Hilltop and a Remake Learning Days Youth Ambassador. Remake Learning Days 2025 starts soon, and one of the events going on is the Planting a Rainbow event on May 13th, hosted by the United Way of the Southern Alleghenies from 10 to 2. The Planting a Rainbow event is a free event and is closed to the public and is for Morrell Neighborhood School students only. As a Remake Learning Youth Ambassador, I'll be there helping and enjoying the event. After, I'll be following up with a story recapping the event for those who are not a part of the Morrell Neighborhood School. Those attending will be going on a STEAM-based planting trip to a neighborhood garden. Those attending will also be read and will receive